At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go. What's happening, people? We are back with another episode of Feeling Good with Duddy. As always, I'm here with my brother and my co-host, Mr. Jake B.
Two ambulances.
That makes no sense. Also, today we have two very special guests, two good friends of ours, Anthony and Josh.
What's up?
Hey.
If you listened to our last episode, you know that Anthony is fucking disgusting.
Anthony's the guy that shit into a plastic bag, wrapped it up, and put it into one of our bunks and left it overnight.
And, rightfully so, his actual last name is Duty.
That is a fact.
He tells people it's Dutois, but he's trying to dance it up a bit. It's Duty.
It's just Duty.
And, Joe Dirte.
So, Anthony Duty and Josh Sugitan.
Yep. Right.
Did I get that right?
Yep.
Boom.
Boom. Very Filipino of
so,
you, Dustin.
Yeah. We have them on. These guys are like the kind of the behind the scenes of the tour. They're, you know, the photo, the video, the social media, kind of helping us with all of the digital side of things, I guess you would say.
Yeah. Our whole, everything you're, if not everything, most of what you're seeing online for the Dirty Heads, for Feeling Good with Duddy, that's coming. For Feeling Good with Duddy, a lot of it's coming from Josh Sugi's camera, and for the Dirty Heads, it's Anthony Duty's camera. Anthony was brought onto this tour to basically take pictures and kind of do, like, document the whole tour for the Dirty Heads with video and photo. And Josh, same exact thing for Feeling Good with Duddy, but Josh also is here to film the podcast and help do the audio for the podcast. So extremely important dudes right here. None of this would be coming to your guys' eyes and ears if it wasn't for these two guys.
So, yeah. So, you know, on that note, I wanted to talk to these guys because I feel like, you know, now more than ever, people are, like, younger people are really getting into photography and video because it's so accessible now. Everyone's got one in their pocket pretty much, and everyone's got these cool filters that they can take a photo on, throw a quick filter on, and you're like, oh my god, I'm the shit, that looks so good. So people, younger kids a lot, are trying to make this a profession of theirs, and maybe you can give them a little insight on how to pursue that, because I know you guys both took very different routes to get to where you're at. So maybe you can give a little insight on how to actually not just pursue this as a career, but to make it one.
Let's maybe get your guys' backgrounds real quick.
Yeah.
So for Anthony, who's doing all the photos and videography for the Dirty Heads, in, you know, brief summary, what led you to being on this bus with us right now? Your photography career that got you here.
So my photography took place probably about 6 years ago. I got into it mainly to do weddings and events. Went to school for like a year. You probably went longer than me, but I went for like a year. And then I was photographing my friend's local band, Skylark, and shot a few of their shows. And I saw that Use was coming into town, and I submitted to their agency, like, here's some photos I've taken of a local band. If you like my work, I would love a chance to shoot them. And I got a response back, you're shooting them tomorrow. Here's your photo pass, first three songs. And from that night forward, that's where everything blew up. So I woke up the next morning, my photos were in OC Weekly. They use them on their website, socials, for probably about 3 years.
This is Muse?
The Used.
Oh, the Used. Awesome.
Yeah.
And so you wanted to shoot them, and so you didn't just
band
sit
them,
back and
no.
try. You,
I
you
worked,
got,
I shot a lot of local bands, again, yeah. One of my friends' bands, and then I met their friends, and I just kept shooting like a Chain Reaction, all these little spots.
Chain Reaction's like an all-ages venue in Southern California where loads of hardcore bands and
yeah.
punk bands and ska bands. It's kind of a punk rock spot. And
there's no lighting, no
you guys
special effects.
There.
Oh, yeah. Surround sound played there many a times back in the day.
Anyone who OC's played there.
Absolutely.
If you're in a band, you have to play there.
And like Anthony's saying, it's not a well-lit spot. I mean, it's dingy. The bathroom, I heard, is nice now, but it used to be just like notoriously horrifying
the
in there.
The green room's just one big room for all bands to sit next to. There's no space.
Yeah.
No booze.
No booze. It's an all-age venue.
They have a bar, but no joke, a candy bar.
Yes. You can get candy and sodas and waters at the bar at Chain Reaction. So
I went there once.
And he left immediately. But so you got involved, basically. You got involved in the scene, and then you saw that a band that you wanted to shoot was coming to town. You got proactive, reached out to their management. Here's
Learned
what I've
basics,
done.
Learned the basics, built that portfolio. You have that's your resume in this business. It doesn't matter if you went to this college or that. They want to see what kind of photos you can produce, what kind of videos you can produce.
Yep.
So after I was able to show that, they said these are good enough, especially in those circumstances. And then again, I shot the use, and then from that, it just blew up.
Nice.
So the people who handled their social media loved me, ended up shooting. That's how I ended up meeting Dirty Heads, is they're on the same company for social media. So I ended up shooting all these bands, met these guys probably about 4 years ago. And then I'd be coming in several times a year for rehearsals and sound checks and all that, and then finally got invited out to go on tour with them. So that's how I'm here today.
So you started out, you just wanted to be a photographer, weddings. You thought, hey, it's a good way to make money.
There's good money in weddings.
It's super good money.
Great,
you know, if
weddings.
You can line five, six of those up in a month, you're crushing.
Yeah.
And but you have the love of music, and you started doing what you were passionate about, maybe shooting bands, almost accidentally, and it led you to where you are now.
So that wasn't the game plan, and for me, music is a lot less stress. Weddings, you have one day to nail that.
Yeah.
If you mess it up, there's no redos. Music, you can make it work. You get artsy with it. There's a way to salvage anything. I believe in music. So for me, I was just, for someone who has a lot of anxiety, music was a good outlet for me. One, I love the bands I work with. And then as far as being like more creative with that, weddings has a set style. So it's more, it's a better fit for me.
Yeah. There's way more room to get artsy with
both.
Bands.
I do all of it, but
hey,
music is where my heart's at.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I heard you actually worked for Disney for a lot of years, and you quit that job to come on this tour.
I did. So I've been with Disney for, I believe, 13 years, working third shift, and then on my off days, and sometimes I would go from work, I'd get off at 8:30 in the morning and go shoot them at rehearsals with no sleep. So I was really putting the hours in. So I really do work 6 to 7 days a week, or did. But then when I was told that Dirty Heads were interested in taking me out, I've turned down other bands in the past, but I was like, this is one of the bands I've always wanted to go on tour with. They're just, you can see there's so much content there.
Yeah.
There's some bands that don't do much, or they're on separate buses. A band like this, there's just endless amounts of content to capture. So when I heard that they were interested in bringing me out, I was just like, I have to make it happen.
You have to.
I don't want to be 80 years old going, I wonder what would happen if I would have went on that tour. And that's what made me say yeah.
You'd be working third shift at Disney right now.
Yeah. And
but
I'd be
instead
sitting
you're chilling
hating
with
my
us.
Life and being like.
You'd be taking pictures of little kids. And picture taken with Goofy. Just
crying children.
And instead I got video of Duddy looking for cherries.
At yelling and then insisting that he's not angry about cherries
never
being
found
missing.
Those fucking cherries.
Still looking for
not that
cherries.
I care.
Not mad about it.
But never found the fucking cherries.
Anyone know where the fucking cherry? Not mad about it.
Don't even care about cherries. Never found them though.
But it was a damn good mocktail.
Yeah.
Well, Sugatan.
So yeah. So what about you? How'd you get started?
Oh man. Let's see. 2012. I shot my first wedding.
The wedding route.
I was in the restaurant business back in the Bay Area. I had been working with them for like 6-7 years. They saw a few of my pictures because I had a camera at home. It wasn't mine, it was my mom's. I took that on a high school trip, and I love what I captured, and the people that were there loved it too. So when my manager found out I took pictures, he's like, you're going to my wedding and you're going to film it.
This was your manager at like the restaurant?
Yes.
He said, oh, your pictures are dope. Come to my wedding.
Yeah.
You just slipped into it then.
Yeah. He just said, you're doing it. So
oh,
I did
shit.
It. Did it for free. They loved it. And then a few of the other people that worked there, they were getting married too. So I lined up like 5 other weddings from that video.
Shit.
And they all paid after that. This was during the time I was going to school in San Francisco for film and photography. And so what I got that done, I moved straight to LA because that's where the industry is, that's where the competition is. But that didn't really happen because it's tough. The competition's rough.
Everyone in LA is trying to do something. And yeah, you gotta scream and yell from the highest building in LA to be heard. And sometimes it's too much.
Yeah, so I pretty much took the route of the restaurant business. I got into the Hotel Bel Air and I got comfortable. I stayed there for like 4 or 5 years.
Yep, because you make good money. Hotel Bel Air is a very nice hotel, and you were waiting tables, right? So you were crushing.
Yeah.
It's hard to do anything when you're making that much money.
Property. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Seeing people in the music industry, other professionals, NBA players, actors, actresses, all that. During that time, I was also doing small gigs here, shooting and meeting people, not going 100% on photography because I also made music at the time.
Oh, okay.
So I... great shooting and great at making music, but nothing was really excelling because I always split my time.
Yeah.
So around the time I met my girlfriend, which is towards the end of my Hotel Bel Air career.
How many years ago would you say?
I quit 2000 at the end of 2018.
Okay. So
it was Halloween around that time, November 1st, yeah. October 31st.
Yeah. So you kind of start shooting in 2012 and you go to school for it.
Yeah.
But you're not really using it for basically 6 years. You're kind of half-ass shooting, making music, just figuring out your life.
Exactly.
But always snapping a camera along the
always
way.
Always had a camera with
okay.
me.
Now it's 2018.
18,
and you quit, and you move...
to Santa Ana.
Santa Ana.
Or Irvine. It was Irvine first,
because
I met my girlfriend. She lived there.
But at any rate, you moved to Orange County now.
Yep.
And that's how we're getting closer to meeting you, because we're in Orange County.
Yes.
And I didn't even know this about you. I'm kind of hearing your whole story. I knew the gist, but I didn't know the details. So you've only been living in Orange County a year, really.
Yeah.
Damn.
A year and a half, almost 2 years now.
Wow.
I got connected with a guy who owns a ad agency through my girlfriend's cousin. Did a couple shoots with him for free, one of them which was his birthday. He's like, you want to come and shoot?
Yeah,
sure. I met a few people, one of which was a magician. Mm-hmm. We connected. After that birthday, I shot with him. And then I met a few other people in his circle, one of which also has another agency. And that agency hooked me up with the studio that you guys are working at and doing the podcast out of. So.
Wow. So we met Josh, Duddy and I. We just happened to, Duddy got called into the studio, Reamp Studios, where we do our podcast, to do something completely different. Just to shoot a commercial for like a record deal giveaway thing they were doing in the studio. Duddy just happens to see that there's a podcast room, mentions that that sounds interesting. The owner of the studio, David, says, why don't you do a podcast? Duddy calls me. That's how our podcast was born. And it was only about 3.5 months ago now that this all happened. So I'm just finding out that Sugi, really, you only worked at that studio for a short while before we came in, probably.
A month.
Get out of here.
Damn.
So you work at Reamp Studios for 1 month, and then Duddy walks in and our podcast begins.
I think you guys already had something going on in there. I think you had already done one podcast.
One episode.
Already.
Okay, because I didn't meet you day one. Yeah, that's true. Okay,
yeah.
So you came in right when we came in then, essentially. We
almost
did like about one show and you got brought over. And we liked Josh right away, Duddy and I both. We could just tell that he cared and wanted to shoot. He wanted to do whatever he needed to do to make it work. And so we're like, we like this guy. And that's why we brought him on this tour. So shit. So I'm seeing a parallel in your guys' stories. It's just persistency and doing stuff. So nobody sat back and waited for someone else to give them an opportunity to shoot. You guys just walked into local venues like Anthony and started shooting. And that led you to meet other people that got you more gigs that led you here. Josh just shot someone's birthday for free, networked, shot another party for free, met a magician, started shooting with him, met more people there, led him to the studio.
It's the same for me.
It's the same story
for
you guys.
I've learned to not say no if you can. Just always say yes, because even if the band's not big, you don't know what they're going to become, what the other band's plan are going to become, and the people you meet.
Yep.
It's a very small world. The music community is very small.
You could take a picture for an extremely small band.
Yeah.
But someone from a huge band just sees the photo online and goes, who took that photo? Yeah. And then you're with a
one image can change.
It can change the whole deal.
Yeah, change everything.
You know, and...
So, and I think it goes back to, I think it was episode Rome was on, where we talked about, you know, being in the right place at the right time. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a little bit of luck involved, but also, you know, you got to be prepared. You got to be ready. You got to be putting out a good product, because when that opportunity does come, if you don't, you know, provide a great product, the opportunity is going to pass you by.
It will go away quick.
So, you know, they stuck with it. They found something they were passionate about. They took some chances. They both had good opportunities arise. And when those opportunities arose, they were ready.
They were good enough to meet that opportunity. Yeah, yeah. You'll get, if you're persistent enough in any field, like these guys kept taking photos. If you love photography and you keep taking photos for people, sometimes even free, mm-hmm. don't even say no to free shit, because you don't know where to lead, right? You keep taking photos long enough, you're going to get an opportunity somewhere along the line, like these guys did. But like Duddy was saying, when the opportunity arose, they were both good at what they did, and that's why they're able to absorb that opportunity into being on this whole entire tour with really big bands, 311, Dirty Heads, multiple hit singles between these guys, and now Interrupters, and yep. there's a lot of great music, and this is a big, big tour. You guys, we had like, there was like 14,000, 15,000 people at the show last night.
Yeah,
and these two dudes are on this bus. They're eating catering, they're partying with everyone else, and it's because they never stop taking photos, man. And so, they're really good at what they do.
Yeah, so I guess that's just today's subject is persistence. Be persistent. Yeah. You know, if there's something you really want to do, you can't just, you know, half-ass try a couple times and be like, eh, you know, it didn't really pan out. I'm just going to go back to what was comfortable. You know, you got to just keep trying, keep trying, keep trying. And if you keep trying and it's not working, why is it not working? Look at what you're doing. Make some changes. Keep trying. Keep trying. Just be persistent, because you never know when that one, like he just said, one photo can change everything.
Totally.
You know? And that goes into just not even just with photos. It's with anything you're trying to do. It's like you never know when that day is going to come where that opportunity is going to arise.
But when that day does come, you want to be prepared for it.
You better
be. Gotta
be
good.
That's what I always tell everyone. Like, yeah. Just keep learning. Don't get down that no one's hiring you. Be prepared for when that day does come.
Learn your equipment, happen, get good.
They're going to expect you to have a certain quality and discipline, and that's what all this is for, is building up to that moment when things take off.
And another thing with the persistence and stuff, like Anthony said, it was shooting the used. Everything changed after that moment. Yep. For the Dirty Heads, it was Lay Me Down hitting. Mm-hmm. It was not an overnight success for Anthony. It was not an overnight success for Josh or the Dirty Heads. A lot of people don't know the Dirty Heads were a band, I want to say, since 2000. When did you guys start hopping on stage with us?
Yeah, about that.
So that's 8 years before Lay Me Down hit. The Dirty Heads were in vans, touring the country, having small successes, failures, you know, having successes, having down moments, having to battle through that. But they never stopped being the Dirty Heads. They never stopped making music. Then Lay Me Down hits. And even since Lay Me Down, have they stopped? If they would have stopped at any point in time, if you guys would have waited 5 years to put out another album, who knows what would have happened to this band? Every 2 years, you're going to get a Dirty Heads album. They never stop. They never stop touring. They never stop performing. Same with 311. Even 311 will go 5 years sometimes without dropping an album, but they never stop touring. They never stop being 311, and that's how you get to stay in this world once you get there. So you told me, I'm looking at Anthony right now for the listeners. Anthony told me an interesting little thing earlier about the show. We were talking. We were trying to figure out what should our subject be. And we landed on persistence because Anthony said that he gets a lot of kids that hit him up online and they ask him, how do I get to do what you do? How do I get to film big bands? And why don't you tell me kind of what you told me the story earlier about, just tell me what you're telling me.
So that's always the common question is, how do you get into photography, concert photography? And my answer is always start with this local bands, go to your local venues. Smaller bands don't have budgets, help them out. It's all about the art, the passion. And again, you're just building a portfolio with that. So when they ask me that, I tell them that start small. With small venues, there's lack of lighting. There's no special effects. There's no crazy displays. So you really have to learn the art. You have to learn the settings. You have to learn how to control the little light that you do have. And then when I check in with some of these people months later, they still haven't done any of that I give them. Any of that advice went out the window because they're just waiting for someone to open a door for them. That no one opened doors for me. I don't think that people should. So there's certain things that you really need to learn. No one just hand you a guitar and expects you to write a hit. Yep. You sat there as a kid, whatever you did, and you learned how to play guitar, write music. You have to do the roots. You have to build that foundation that's going to lead you to success.
I mean, it's very similar to the story of a band, you know?
Yeah.
It's like you got to go and play your local bars for free.
Yep.
They're not going to pay you. Because at first, why would they pay you? You're not going to bring anyone. You have no proof that you're going to bring anyone. So you go and you play your local bars or your local coffee shops, and your three buddies come and watch, and then, you know, you leave and you make $0. But you're learning, you're growing, yeah. And maybe when you went and, you know, played that bar, you know, two people in there were like, oh, that was kind of cool. And now the next time there'll be five people there, yep. You know, and it's the very similar story.
Yep. And it just like Anthony said, yeah, like with that one picture, or just like Josh said, one picture, one show for Anthony can change everything. One picture can change anything. One song like Lay Me Down yeah. changed a lot for the Dirty Heads. You don't know when that one picture or one song is coming. So if you give up, you will never, ever write that song, or you'll never take that picture. So just keep showing up and taking pictures of parties, of shows, of whatever. And that goes for anything across the board. Obviously, we're talking cameras because we have cameramen here. But that, I mean, is there anything on earth that you can think of where if you were just persistent at it, you would obviously have success? I think no matter what it is.
Yeah, I mean, if you're persistent at anything and you keep trying at something, you're obviously going to grow yeah. in that field.
You're bound to get better.
And, you know, for young photographers out there, it's like, and I bet this will, you guys will probably agree, like, say you go out there, you go do a local show, some small band, whatever, you take a picture, later on that band starts to grow, and they get a, you know, they get a ad written up in the newspaper, and it's your photo. And that photo you took, it's you, and your name's under there. And I bet you guys, when that happens, that does that feel good?
Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh,
the Segway captain.
Dude, all of a sudden, you know, that little photo that you just took made you feel so good.
Did you feel good when you saw your photos in the paper the next day after filming The Used?
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
I remember when I first went to that pit.
I was hoping he would just say yes. I felt
dude,
good, but he took it into a whole nother world.
And now you're trying to unsegue.
What do you want me to say? What do you want me to say?
Say it made me feel good.
Finish your story, bro. Everyone can't wait to hear. We all can't wait to hear what you have to say. Go.
No, dude, you've ruined it now, Duddy. Yeah. Now he feels. Oh, you made him feel bad. Duddy just made someone feel bad on feeling good with Duddy.
Kind of made me feel good.
All right, Anthony's turned away, so let's do the sponsors. Okay. Anthony, please stay looking at the wall. By the way, your hair is messed up.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I know.
Okay, so it made you feel so good, just like our sponsors. And as always, one of our favorites is whiskey. And Proper 12 Whiskey, a delicious treat. Jake is going to pour us up some shots. And hold on. Okay, I just sent out the good vibes to all the people who since last episode have sent those pictures. Thanks. You guys are probably feeling pretty good right now. Okay, so Jake's pouring some shots, Proper 12 Whiskey. He's standing right in front of the camera, and it's so good. Get a bottle, get some friends, take a picture, tag us, tag Proper 12 instantly. Good vibes will be sent your way, and one day something else.
By the way, someone came to the booth at the show last night, and she said, hey, I wanted to, she's all, will you tell Duddy thanks for the good vibes? She's all, I sent in a shot, and I got the good vibes, so I appreciate it.
See what I'm talking about, people? So if you want to feel that good, like that lady, then you got to get yourself a bottle of Proper 12, get some friends, take a picture, tag us, enjoy your day. Proper 12 Whiskey. And what? Go ahead, Jake. What do you got something to say?
I was going to say a lot of shows. I hope you like my butt on the camera. A lot of shows will send you like physical things, like tangible things that you can use like around the house, or a t-shirt or something that makes you, you know, stoked. We send good vibes, and I think that's a little more important than actual. Okay, bye.
All right. Also, Sticky Vapes. Another amazing product we use all the time. We've got two of them here. We've made our own Dirty Heads Sticky Vapes. We got an Indica. We got a Sativa. They're both delicious. Sticky Vapes. An amazing company. Amazing people. StickyVape.com. Jake, where do you use your Sticky Vape?
I use it in the shower on our bus. I don't turn the water on, but I just stand in there and box that shit. All right.
Weird. StickyVape.com. And Koi CBD, another product you know that we love on this show. I use it every single day. These drops I use every single morning. I love these things. It's like a natural mood enhancer for me. It also helps to deal with all my little aches and pains I get out here on the road playing that guitar. I played baseball my whole life. Now I'm playing guitar. My wrist, it gets really sore. I use their creams. It's amazing. They have these delicious gummies as well. Lots of amazing products. KoiCBD.com. Put in code DuddyB at checkout. You're going to get 20% off.
I hurt my toe moving a box on tour. Rubbed the CBD on there. Toe fine.
He meant to say his toe is now fine.
Nope, toe fine. What's up next, bud?
His toe's now fine. Okay, On It, another amazing product, and that is Two Ends, O-N-N-I-T. I'm actually really excited. We're going to be in Austin next week, and we're going to go to the On It facilities there. They've got this amazing gym that we're going to get to go and check it out. And they have some amazing products, and they gave us so many cool things for this tour, and all the guys have been taking it. And the ones I love too is they gave us this box. It's called the Total Human Supplements, and the box is filled with a 30-day supply for you. Each day you get a day pack and a night pack. It's got all the goodies in there that's just going to make you feel good during the day and, you know, relax and sleep well at night. And speaking of sleeping well at night,
everyone on tour is trying to get all of Duddy's On It stuff.
Everyone's trying to get On It.
Every time they hear Duddy's, that they notice that On It is a sponsor of the show, they're like, yo, can I get, everyone wants stuff. Go buy it.
Get it, you're on. But this instant melatonin spray, everyone on the bus is using this. We get off stage late, you're running around, you're playing loud music, you're all hyped up, and it's kind of hard to go to bed sometimes, but you do a couple sprays of this instant melatonin and you are gonna sleep like a baby.
Is that all the sponsees, Bob?
That is. Can I finish? Onit.com. That's two N's, O-N-N-I-T, and if you do a /DuddyB on that, you're gonna get 10% off. And I'm pretty sure it's DuddyB. And if you do /DuddyB and it doesn't work, try /Duddy. It's one of those.
We'll write the correct below in the description below online. Write the correct deal. Like to give a quick shout out to Uppercut Deluxe too while I got a second. Uppercut Deluxe is an amazing.
Are you done with your sponsor?
Oh, okay, dude. I see what you did there, and it was pretty funny. All right, so Uppercut Deluxe. They're an amazing pomade company that strapped me with a bunch of pomades to take on this tour, and they're giving me some, sending me a new powder and stuff to do people's hair and do haircuts on the road, and I appreciate them so much. I love Uppercut. I use it at my barbershop, American Vintage, all the time. But I'm stoked that they gave me a bunch of product on tour, and I will be doing more haircuts online. Thank you so much, Uppercut, for doing that.
Boom.
UppercutDeluxe.com. I don't have a promo code. Try Duddy B. Fuck it. I don't know. All right, you guys, let's take this shot.
Oh, damn.
Atta boys. Atta babies.
Hey,
bing, 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 bing. Proper 12. And for the listeners, if you hear a low-level kind of hum going on, or if you hear a door slamming every once in a while, we are in our bus. We are recording this in the front room of our tour bus, so we can hear bands doing sound check behind us.
Speaking of.
Yeah, which Duddy has a hard out. He's got a sound check at 2 p.m. What time is it?
Oh, we're good.
It's 1:10, so we're cruising right along. But yeah, so if you hear any weird sounds, or if you hear a little fuzz, you know, deep below our voices, we're on the bus. That's the air conditioning. It's a myriad of sounds. All right. It's a cacophony. We got
a cacophony.
Yeah, that's actually a loud sound.
That's a good word.
Yes.
Cacophony. That'd be a good band name.
Cacophony.
We are cacophony.
And if something's cacophonous, I believe it's loud and aggressive. Cacophonous, another great band.
So if you ever see a bear in the woods, be cacophonous.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. Be quiet, but then if the bear sees you, become quite cacophonous immediately. And you're supposed to look
taller.
Can you
spell that, put that in a sentence?
Absolutely.
I saw the bear, so I was cacophonous. Yes.
In a cacophonous manner, I screamed. Find out if that's all true, by the way. I know cacophony is a word. I know it is. It's in a Bad Religion song, and I looked it up when I was younger.
Well, that's how he knows it.
Yes.
Okay.
The line is, it's a mortal wretched cacophony. And I remember just thinking, what the fuck is that? So I looked it up, and it's a loud explosive sound, I believe, is what it said. Anywho.
Okay, interesting.
All right.
Interesting as cacophony is. I think we should move along.
Josh is actually checking the camera real quick just to make sure we're good on battery space, all that.
Never pressed record.
10 seconds.
What's 10 seconds mean? What are you saying to us, Josh, Sugi? Attaboy. See, Josh is, you know, Josh is responsible for capturing this podcast both with video and audio. Also, Anthony's got his own camera. So Josh had to get up real quick and make sure that everything was aces, and it is, bud.
We're good.
Or as you'd say, everything's Gucci.
It's Gucci.
Oh,
because he's from the Bay.
He's from the Bay Area,
when you're from
Doc.
The Bay, you say Gucci.
What's up, player? What's up,
you
player?
Say, is it, oh, you know, Hella? You say Hella.
You don't say that? You say hella, right? Hella's a Bay Area thing.
I think hella is universal now.
It is now.
A lot of people say it.
Anyone who's saying hella, that derived from the Bay Area, like the Oakland area of Heka? California. Heka was a funny thing that we like added to it.
Heka?
Yeah, people started saying hella, and we started saying Heka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like to take some a little bit of credit.
Yeah. I think that the one that always just fucking made me just so irritated when people go, oh, that's hella nar nar. You remember that? You don't remember that?
I missed that.
Hella nar-nar. Nar-nar was a thing for a bit. That's nar-nar. And then people started throwing hella in front of... Dude, that's hella nar-nar.
It's like the wicked cool of Boston.
Yes.
Oh, man, that's wicked nice.
But that's kind of cool. Like, wicked cool. Like, you're oh, rad. Hella nar-nar.
Mm. That's insane. It used to be that if someone said hella, I'd go, oh, you're from the Bay Area. And wicked, they would go, you're from Boston. Now I think everyone's just stealing it and using that shit everywhere. That's what happens. Thanks, Internet. All right, dude. So what's next, dude? We've got the history of you guys. We got the word of the day, persistence down.
Any of you guys got a good Bandcamp story?
Any Bandcampers? Raise your hand. And then, Josh, you need time. We had to tell Anthony to, like,
I think I'm banned, actually. You're
banned from Bandcamp.
Yeah. Not yet.
Here's the deal.
All I have is, like, 9 and 10 stories, so I'm just going to take a break.
No, dude, you got to give us another Bandcamp. Come on. Anything funny? Oh, here's not really a Bandcamp, but here's a funny story for our bus life. For those of you who have been listening to the show, so here's the deal. Anthony, Josh, and myself, we're all on the same bus. We're on the Cutlass bus with Duddy B's face on the side. Oddly enough, Duddy himself, not on this bus. But anyway,
you can't ride in the bus with your face
on it. No, you can't walk out of a bus with your face next to it. It's like a bridge too far. So our bus has been kind of a comical thing because our first bus broke down 4 hours after we got on it. We then hopped on a second bus that took us to Ohio. We then hopped on a third bus in Ohio and went about 2 weeks of the tour in that bus. Then we got our first bus back. And last night, I get a phone call from the bus company. Your bus driver's leaving. So now we got a new bus driver in our fourth bus, which is actually our first bus, come back and got us. And now we've got our fourth bus driver, and he seems like a good guy, but it's just like a comedy reel with our bus on this tour. It's been fun, though. I mean, we've had an absolute fucking blast this whole tour.
We always make the most of every situation.
Yeah, what are you going to do, man? It's like, we're lucky to be here. We're four dudes on a bus with 12 bunks. Yeah. How dare we complain is how I feel about it, right?
Yeah, it's true. Every time they're like, man, this sucks, I'm like, you want to be in a van?
Oh, hell no. And it's so funny. Everyone from this tour that comes on our bus and looks down the hallway, they go, who's on this bus? And I'm like, just us? It's four of us. And they're like, 12 bunks, four guys. What the fuck? Dude, people are jealous of us.
And they all sleep in one bunk.
Yeah. That's just
so there's
11 empty bunks.
Yeah, 11 junk bunks. We put all of our clothing in all those bunks, and we all just rattle around in one bunk together. We like each other. One thing to note as well, I never really met Anthony. I met him briefly for 2 seconds at the studio like 3 days before this tour started. So I knew Sugi for about a month and a half. We'd only known each other from working in the studio together. I had not met Anthony. And Red, who's the fourth guy on this bus, Red I'd barely known. All four of us are like such good friends now. Like, this bus has been perfect. Our personalities are perfect. We get along great. It's been like... That's another thing with touring that people don't know. And you just get thrown into a bus sometimes with crew members you've never met, people you've never met in your life. And who knows? You could have a dirty, creepy bastard. Yep. You could have some freak that shits into a bag, puts in a junk bunk, dude. Oh, wait a minute. Anthony Duty.
Yeah, so I think that just goes back and touches on so many subjects we've talked about. Last week was adaptability. So you got to learn how to adapt. You got to learn how to, you know, be able to surround yourself with strangers and get along. Gotta be nice.
We've gotta be nice.
Be nice to people. If you weren't nice, if these guys weren't nice guys, that when we've met them, we wouldn't have asked them to come on the road with us.
Absolutely.
You know, and if they weren't persistent and started following the paths that they wanted to, we would never have met. They wouldn't be here today. So it's just all the subjects that we have, they really all go together, you know, at the end of the day.
Absolutely. That's what we try to do. Like, obviously we want to be funny on the show, we want to make you laugh, but we also want you guys, you know, we want to talk about real shit. You can only try to be funny for so long. If you're not actually saying something and actually letting people leave the show with something to think about and hopefully improve their life, then, you know, Duddy and I don't feel like we're doing anything. We don't want to just come in and say dick and ass jokes, but we will gladly wedge those into every episode. But we also want to say something fucking thoughtful, something worthwhile, you know, and we appreciate you guys spending time with us so much that we feel like we owe you good episodes. I mean, another thing that people don't know is we filmed an episode on this tour, and you know what? We looked back at it, Duddy and I, and everybody, honestly, in this bus, and we just decided this episode is not good enough, you know, to give to the people.
It was well, and I will say, which, and I'll touch on something that I talked about right when this episode started, is one of the reasons we can't air it is because Anthony is fucking disgusting. And he said some things on that podcast that no man or woman should ever hear.
Should ever hear. Now everyone's going to want to hear it. You know that, right? Anthony's amazing.
You should put it on Patreon.
Ooh, look, Anthony's stories are hilarious, and you guys will love them. But two of them were so... Here's Anthony. He was pretty... He's a quiet dude. You know, he's pretty quiet. His name's Gentle Giant Media?
Digital.
God damn. He's going to fucking hate me for that for the rest of the tour.
Oh, my God.
So Gentle Giant Media, Gentle Giant Digital Online. He is a gentle giant. He's this huge man, but he's like super sweet and pretty quiet. And then we asked him to share a Bandcamp story on a previous episode. And Duddy and I just sat here with our jaws on the floor like, what the hell? It's the silent guys that are the creepiest bastards in the world.
I refuse to tell the story, but I will say that one ended like this. King Kong's in town, bitch.
Yes, and King Kong was in town. He's now known as King Kong on this tour.
Yeah.
And then he revealed the shitting in the plastic bag and putting it in a bunk story.
So he's revealed a lot.
We're just reliving all my memories right
now. Anthony, don't you have something? One weird story you can pull. Don't you dare shake your head and don't get weird, dude. Something happened on this tour.
Something.
Anything, dude. Share with these people. Disneyland. Come on.
A Disneyland story?
Are you trying to
work at Disneyland that long and not have some weird ass story?
You got a Disney story? Spit it out.
Tons.
Just give us something.
Stories? A gross story. Prostitutes? Do you
prostitute?
Oh my God.
What do you think, Duddy? Scared of that one? What's the gross one?
There's not really too many.
Has anybody ever worn?
It doesn't directly impact me, but we do have a famous celebrity that stayed at the hotel. And I can't say his name, but...
Disneyland Hotel you're talking about?
We'll say it was John Stamos. Can we say it was John Stamos?
He just looked at you. No! It's fucking John Stamos.
Oh! I'm going to give you one too. I want a second one from Daddy.
We're all high-fiving for the listeners. We've high-fived.
If you're listening.
High-fives.
But now I can't tell the story.
That was a one guess, one... Come on.
No.
Daddy, you ran wild.
Okay. That guy's married. And I was like, no.
No. Okay, you
well,
guys.
We know it has to do with a prostitute.
No. No, that's a different story.
Okay, tell us the prostitute story quick before the listeners hate you for not telling the Stamos story. Quick, they're hating you. They hate you.
No, we just have because I work third shift, so if I'm out front, we see people doing the shame or the walk of shame all throughout the night.
So people are smashing prostitutes at the Disneyland
especially
hotel.
Yeah, if we have like, no, like, all the hotels, any hotel.
All the hotels in the Anaheim area.
If we have like a military group in house, that's a big night.
You just shamed our military. Okay, dude. All right. Yeah. Thank you for your service.
John Stamos isn't coming. No military.
Shit.
People are coming.
All right.
This
my wife's
is why
a
I stay quiet. This is why I stay quiet.
Yeah, jeez. Anthony,
I'm
dude.
I'm a box full of secrets.
Every time we ask Anthony about a story, someone gets shamed. Someone ends up on CNN on an apology tour. There's a red light flashing. Does that just mean recording?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if
has anybody that you know of when you worked there been wearing one of like, let's say like Mickey Mouse costume or something like that and shit themselves? Mid shift,
anyone shit themselves at
in
the happiest
Mickey,
place on
and
earth,
and then take pictures with people afterwards whilst shit.
I don't know about shitting, but
that's hyper specific, Dad.
So it was April 14th, I believe. I don't know.
God damn you! This is not going anywhere. I can see Sugi over here. He's like his eyes are going back and forth. He's trying to think of a Bandcamp story in his head, and he doesn't have one. Dude, that's okay.
I have a bunch of stories that I think are cool, but I don't think they're really.
That funny?
Anyone
well, then
else.
Fucking
it's
save them
like,
by all means. You don't want to. You don't want to bore everybody like Anthony just
as
did.
You made those sounds.
Because we don't want dirty stuff.
You know what?
We want dirty stuff. Tell us something dirty right now before we get out of here. This is a shorter episode, y'all. Daddy's got to go to sound check.
Let me tell you the first time I smelled a girl's underwear.
Okay. Oh, this is already insane.
Here we go.
Okay.
Jesus, just
too.
Do it now.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, people.
All right, hold on, guys. Let me hit you with the. This is. I feel like gonna ruin this whole episode, but here we go.
Oh, and this one time at Bandcamp.
Yeah.
Anthony edition.
So I rented a room out, and the room down the hall was a super hot girl. I always had a crush on her. One day she may not have been home. I may have been a little horny. Walked in her room. There's some panties. Her panties were all over the floor. Pick one up. I'm like, I know this is a thing. I do the little
on the white part of the underwear. There's a little white crusty part of the underwear.
Dude, I'm thinking, why are you?
Oh. I'm thinking that's the gold stuff.
Oh, God.
That's the creamy nougat that I'm looking for. So then I do the little sniff, and I almost vomited.
Oh,
I almost vomited from your story.
And I'm going to go back to being quiet.
Oh, this my God. Guy. This is what happens when we...
Dude, it's fucking
he's
disgusting.
Always like, it's not a big deal. It was the white crusty stuff, which I think is the gold. And then I... All right, Sugi, do you want to tell a story after that? Josh Suggs.
This was back when I lived in the Bay. Me and this girl, we went to high school together, but we never talked after high school. She had been working at this prestigious school at a restaurant that's on the university campus. We hung out right after she came over to my place. You know, we did our deed, whatever. Next day.
What did you do? What does that mean, the deed?
You know.
What did you do, laundry?
Yeah, what were you doing?
I'm glad you asked.
Was King Kong in town?
Was he?
King Kong. But... I thought about, I was like, okay, we're going to hook up tonight. This is awesome. Perfect. She comes over, we get into bed, and it was a long day of work for her, so she didn't shower.
Ugh.
So I didn't realize that she had BO.
Oh,
pretty bad.
Oh, yeah.
So we went
pretty
to bed.
Bad. He says.
It's pretty bad. It was kind of gnarly. We went to bed. I decided not to... go down, have sex, what a, just because of that.
The BO was so intense.
It was so bad. The next day she left, I had to wash everything.
Oh, my God.
The smell did not leave the room.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's that Ed Sheeran song. Another bed sheet smelled like you, and I threw up in the toilet, and I burned all of my I want to burn all my bed sheets. Fuck, dude.
That's how that song goes.
Wow. Now I understand the song. I hated that song till now. Oh, so that's a little cautionary tale. Always take a shower pre-coitus.
Be clean. Please,
yeah,
try,
dude. Be
know.
Clean, y'all.
Be nice.
Be nice.
And be clean.
And let's be clean, dude.
Which makes everyone
feel
good.
What do you got,
Jake?
I got Patrick Swayze here. He's got something to say to y'all.
I want you to be nice.
All right? It's real simple. I wish he said clean there. That'd be more. All right, dude. Anything else, y'all? What up? Actually, here, Anthony, give out your... No, we're done.
No.
Anthony, you're done.
I do just want to say, for anyone that is looking to do concert photography, the thing that really got me noticed was when I did shoot the U's, the next morning those photos were in their inbox by 5 a.m. So I shot the show. I was there at probably 5 p.m., shot the show, went home, edited, and those photos were there literally the next morning, and that's why my photos were used. No one else submitted their photos like that.
That's another great thing, dude. If your photos... don't show up, if you don't edit them quickly and get them to people move on. Yeah. Even if, say you're on a tour and, you know, it's like, look, Anthony every night is awake. When I go to bed, Anthony's up for 2 or 3 more hours sifting through hundreds of photos, because on a tour, sometimes we'll have 3 shows in a row. He doesn't want to get 3 shows behind. And sometimes he'll come on the bus and I'll hear him. He's like, you guys, I still haven't got out last night's photos. I got to get all those out, and then I got to start editing tonight's. Yeah. Anthony doesn't stop. He shoots all day, and he helps us unload and load merch sometimes when he sees us. If he sees us, he will help. But more importantly, he sits on this couch every night after he's done shooting the Dirty Heads, and he sifts through thousands of photos and tries to find the best ones, and he's editing. Josh as well. Every night, Anthony and Josh are editing.
Yep. Smoke weed, edit,
yep.
Go to sleep, rinse and repeat.
Absolutely. So
that is a t-shirt. We're going to have that t-shirt.
Smoke weed, edit, wake up, rinse and repeat. That's a photo shirt. So hey, it's one part of it is taking the photos. You got to take the photos or they don't exist. But if you don't edit them and send them to the proper channels, they also don't exist. So follow through, be persistent. Yeah. Anything you want to, first of all, give us where people can find you online. This is Anthony speaking right now.
So gentlegiantdigital.com, same username for Instagram, Facebook. You'll find me.
Gentle Giant.
Any of the Dirty Heads photos I'm usually tagged on, so you'll find me that way as well.
Yeah, and Anthony has photos of all sorts of awesome bands on his page, so you can just scroll down and find it all. And obviously a lot of the Dirty Heads, almost everything the Dirty Heads are doing on this tour, that's Anthony as well. Josh Sugitan, what's up with you, man? You want to give out? I mean, Josh is a little low key. Your page isn't always a photo page, but do you want to tell everyone where to find you?
Instagram is j_sugy. Ocularfiend.com is my website.
Nice one. Ocular Fiend. I like that. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
That's dope. That's a playoff Awkwafina. I appreciate. No, it's not. Oh, okay, no, never mind. Not. Okay, I did that. That's not true. All right, well, dude,
let's wrap it up because I got
do
to
it.
Go
Duddy's
got
to go to soundcheck, dude. Thank you so much, Anthony and Josh. This was a fucking awesome episode. Awesome, and let's get that outro.
Yeah, right on. Another episode of Feeling Good with Duddy. Remember, always go to the Cutlass booth at this summer tour, Dirty Heads 311. You can always say what up to Jake there. Red will be there. You can also sign up now at our Patreon page for all sorts of extra behind-the-scenes content, and that is patreon.com/feelinggoodwithduddy. And yeah, also at cutlassbrand.com, if you put in the code feelinggood, you get, I think it's like 20% off.
Oh.
It's something like that. It's pretty dope. It's pretty dope. It's dope as fuck.
Dope as fuck. Hell yeah, dude. A great episode.
Yeah.
Thank you, boys. Yep. That's it, buddy. Get your ass to soundcheck, dude.
Peace.
I gotta work
too. Woo! Anthony's gross.
Woo! Anthony's a creep. Woo! King Kong's in town, bitch.
Woo!
Yeah. Woo!
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.